Hi, I'm Danae Alamano, and this is Living United.
And I'm Kev Jackson. Danae, who have you invited into our magic studios today?
Yes, another well-known executive director, Andrea Kent, with the Boys and Girls Club of the Bemidji area. Welcome.
Hello, friends.
How are you, Andrea?
Fantastic. Super fantastic. We are getting ready for summer, so we're excited to be transitioning and welcoming a lot of kids to the Boys and Girls Club this summer.
That's exciting. Can you share a little bit what happened with COVID and where you're trying to ramp back up?
Right.
Short synopsis of that.
Too bad radio can't see my eyes right now. Like, oh, yes, COVID. Back in 2020, because of distancings and protocols and so forth, we were serving 30 kids during the summer of 2020. That was really difficult for our community and obviously for the club too. Though over the last couple of years, there has been silver linings, and we haven't had to look too far for them in terms of deepening the relationship with our kids that have been at the club. In summer 2021, we kind of pulled off some of those protocols, and we ramped back up to over 100 kids, which felt really, really great. Mm-hmm. Still staying within like groups. So you might be in the purple group and Kev might be in the orange group. I might be in the green group, and we're really staying to that. And really, since we reopened in June of 2020, we have only had to close two groups twice, never the full club because of all those strategies. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So happy to announce that today, right before I came, registration is at close to 130. And we have about 28 kiddos right now on the wait list. 30 kids on the wait list. But really, it's not about COVID and it's not about the facility or anything other than we just need some additional staff to join us as team members. Mm. So we'd love to pull all of those off the wait list. We would need probably only 2 to 3 more in order to do that. And so this is the plug, shameless, super shameless plug. Mm.
Sure.
We'd love to have you on our team, and you could work as little as 10 hours a week or up to 40 hours a week. Our program service hours are over 50 hours a week
these 2 to 3 staff, what would they be doing?
So they could be working frontline with our kids, you know, and part of that is also working with our really cool partners. So the Scouts and Great River Rescue and EVR and the State Park and the Science Center and BARC, Bemidji Area Reading Canines. And then we started again on our trips out to the State Park. And so they would be working with those partners as well. But, you know, being at the club, mentoring youth, helping stop that summer slip that it was summer and COVID slip, and it was like really slippery the last couple of years, right? In terms of academics and social emotional behavioral things. And so working directly with our kids, but we do also have a cleaning / facility opening as well. So if you're like, I love kids, love the mission, but I'm kind of like, I really just day in and day out want to do something more tactical and do some cleaning and facility stuff, we have that position available as well. So we're hiring at about $12 to $16 an hour, and all of that can be found on our website at bgcbemidji.org. bgcbemidji.org.
Awesome.
You got to be like the only person I've heard who's having a hard time finding personnel.
Yeah.
Added to the list of the million others, right?
But yeah.
It's such important work
it is.
Really incredibly rewarding to see a kid come in who really is struggling, just straight struggling, to make friends of their own, or kind of clammed up and or struggling academically, and to just see like day in and day out them just kind of like opening their shell, trusting, building this relationship, this caring relationship, getting to know their parent or guardian, figuring out what's going on at home so we can just be kind of wraparound support for those. We're also launching family nights this summer. We've got Pizza with a Cop this summer. Two nights ago, we brought some staff over to the Ridgeway neighborhood, and it was really a beautiful thing to be able to serve kids right there in that community. We brought a gigantic games, Connect Four, and we had face painting and, you know, temporary tattoos and food and prizes, and it was really great to partner with the Rotary and Sanford and Village of Hope to make that all happen. And that'll happen a couple times more this summer.
So I'm really familiar with what the Boys and Girls Club does. Pretty special boy in my life, spends a lot of time there.
Special boy.
But
he is cute.
He is cute.
But for those who maybe have heard of the Boys and Girls Club, have a vague idea of what it is, what's your elevator pitch as to what the Boys and Girls Club actually is?
Elevator pitch. We're going up to the 12th floor right here. It really is a safe place for kids 1st through 12th grade to come to interact with caring adults who are going to offer them opportunities to get their homework done, to mentor them, to talk to them about what their interests are, to think about what future careers might be, a place to have fun. I feel like COVID kind of stole fun out of all of our lives, even the last couple of years. A place to like learn some of those just like social skills of like, okay, how are we like even taking turns here? How are we relating with one another, not on Google Meets or Zoom? Giving them opportunities and access to other things in our community that are super cool, but because of transportation or just timing or scheduling with families or whatever it might be that they might not have that access to go out to the state park or go down to our awesome science center or Brad and the scouts. I mean, like there's 65 of our kids that now have become scouts because Brad comes to us and teaches them all different kinds of cool archery and bottle rocket, you know, many, many different things. But to give them access, a safe place, a place where they can be who they are, so welcoming all kids, and some kids are working through things in terms of their own life and in terms of what's happening in their families, and they have people to talk to about that. And in fact, actually, we're partnering with the school district this year, and two days a week, district social workers are going to be on staff.
Nice. Meaning
the district is going to, they're going to be on site, not on staff. But, and so just understanding that there's been a lot that has been very traumatic for our kids the last couple of years. And so how do we as a community, not just the Boys and Girls Club, but Scouts and the Science Center and the school district and our reading program, Spark, how do we all come around these kids and share with them how important they are, how special they are, how cool they are, really just helping them identify their gifts and their strengths and helping them find safety either from an identity perspective or from there might be some pretty crazy things happening at home and they can just find a safe place. And of course we feed them. So that, that's helpful too.
That always helps. Food is good.
Food is good.
Especially if they get to grow it themselves, right?
It is true.
That is true, yeah.
A big gardening program. Actually, we've had some of our friends at Boys and Girls Club of America come and just talk to us about like what's going well and what are kids learning and how did you get this going? And it's been through a lot of partnerships that we're pleased to have a high tunnel, which looks like the green, it looks like a greenhouse, it's just not heated, and then 20 raised beds, and a shout out to T&K Outdoors for helping us with a lot of that. But now, thanks to a grant from the USDA and a grant from the Minnesota Department of Agriculture, we have 3 hydroponics. So our kids are growing leafy lettuce year-round, and we just got another grant, and just this week brought it over to Bemidji Middle School, so they're going to co-locate it. At the middle school. Yeah, super cool. So right now we're just, you know, trialing the whole the leafy greens things, but we're excited this next year that we're going to be trying some strawberries and some tomatoes and basil, and sky's the limit.
That's awesome.
Maybe not kale, because kale doesn't like to live well in hydroponics because it kind of, you know, has this odorous gas. And so the leafy on the other side doesn't like that. But the kids, crazily enough, they eat kale straight out of our garden because we make kale chips with it. I was like, what?
Oh, sweet.
Kids are eating kale? Okay. Yes. Adults need to take a lesson from our kids. That's what I got to say.
That is awesome.
That is a lesson I am not going to learn.
I know there's somebody that could teach you about that.
So I'm so old. Danae, that I remember when Andrea was a high school hockey cheerleader.
What?
Oh. So, I really think that was part of the show here today.
Well, I just want to know how you went from, you know, your high school days to running the Boys and Girls Club of the Bemidji area.
It's been a journey, but it's been a real blessing. Went over and was a bison at NDSU for 4 years, then went down to the cities. I had a business degree. Did some consulting work for a company called Accenture. And after living and breathing in corporate America for 4 years, I was like, this is not it for me. It wasn't a place where I could like live out my passion for community and passion for kids and passion for this town. I love Bemidji. And so in 2005, moved back to Bemidji and worked actually upstairs at Pathways Outdoor Ministries of this radio station.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, funny.
Before we got the upstairs,
yeah.
She was there.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah. And then there was an opening for a resource development director at the Boys and Girls Club back in 2009. And it was very close to the job that I was doing for Pathways in terms of working with volunteers and working to help promote the mission and talk to people in the community about making investment. And Lenora was gracious enough to hire me, so I appreciated that and have been there since 2009. And we have just such an amazing team. You both know. We've got people on our team. Carl Mark has been at the Boys and Girls Club for like 18 years, since basically inception. And he just is so passionate about kids and making a difference in our community. And Shelby Weckworth has been there 10 years now. She's our unit director. And she loves kids. And actually her heart is for kids who need us the most, like the ones that might have a little bit more challenging of a life experience. And she just knows how to speak kid, but also she's a licensed teacher, so she knows how to speak teacher too, which is really, really great. And Jamie Boyles joined us over 5 years ago, almost 6 years ago, as our special events and marketing director. And so what's happened in the last 6 years in terms of, you know, our golf tournament and our gala, I mean, she's been driving a lot of that success along with community partners and community members on that sit on our committees. And Emily Fairchild, man, she is a win. She joined us 3 years ago. She's like, I'm still new. And I'm like, okay, well, you've reached 3 years. You're not new anymore. And she's just a rock star. We love her so much. And she just brings so much professionalism and such teamwork to our team. So we're really lucky to have such a great team and a great board. So I do still have the hockey cheerleader pom-poms. I just saw those last week, though. I could not rid myself of those. And now being a hockey mom, my son Noah plays hockey. Like, who knows? They might come out this next season.
I'm sure he'd love that.
Yeah. He'd be really impressed.
He How old would is not he? Love that, Kim. I think I embarrassed both of my kids enough. But would not love that. He's going to start Pee-wee's this year.
Oh, crazy.
Well, I know better than to ask what an average day is like, because there is no such thing as an average day, understanding that. What is a day like in the life of Andrea at the Boys and Girls Club?
It means dropping off kids in the morning, which is great. It's like one of my favorite times of the day is to talk to my kids and chat with them in the morning, my own kids. Coming to work, and my kids and maybe my staff and husband are like, you go to too many meetings, but meetings are really important because that's when you get to look people in the eye and you get to talk with them and you get to share their mission. You get to plan for something really, really fantastic in the future. And so so a lot of the day is meetings, and then go home, put the kids to bed and do the work.
Follow up on the meetings.
Follow up on the meetings at 9 p.m. at night. My board was like, why are you sending things at 2 in the morning? I'm like, it's quiet then.
Yeah.
It seems to be quiet at 2 in the morning. So, but it's really there. When a couple of our staff joined, they're like, so, you know, I've worked another job. So, like, what's the kind of the slow time? And I was like, I'm going to have to get back to you on that. There really isn't a slow time, because I think what we want to do is we want to push the envelope and do as much as we can for as many kids in our community in the best way possible. And that means it means working a lot, but it also means building a lot of relationships. And that's a really beautiful thing. Like, I like going into the post office and someone's like, hey, Andrea, what's going on at the club? And I can give them an update, or, you know, stop in and have a dinner at 209. And, you know, people are like, hey, they're interested in knowing what's going on and what we're doing to serve our kids. And so I appreciate that. Our community is so special.
One of the things that's unique there is that your day structure is so different for 3 months than it is the other 9 months.
Absolutely. So after school programming, is a whole different ballgame than to summer programming, mm-hmm. for sure. And I'm actually really, really thankful with the number that we just spoke about, like that 125 to 130. That's actually big, larger of a number than pre-pandemic in the summer months. So,
and, that's awesome.
And actually, those kids that are going to be coming are likely going to be coming 4 or 5 times a week. So we know statistically, and we also know just emotionally and relationally, that the impact that we can have on these kids is just far greater. Like their graduation rates, their grade progression rates, their academic rates, as well as just like how they're feeling overall in terms of their own personal safety and life feel better when they've got that influence 4 to 5 days a week. But yeah, during the summer, I mean, if only you could see this grid, but Danae and Kev can. It's like filled with field trips and with partner programs. And of course, we have our great curriculum that we get from Boys and Girls Club of America, too, mm-hmm. in terms of kind of resistance programming. So how to say no, or how to stand up for yourself, how to counteract bullying, all of that kind of stuff, as well as career stuff and mentoring and brain gain programming. So we have all of that to infuse in, you know, from 8 to 5 during the program hours. Plus, we've got to have lunch, and we've got, you know, morning snack and afternoon snack, and then just a lot of movement. So our van is going to be making a lot of miles around the community this summer, which is great. And we're thankful, too, like now that we're kind of in a more relaxed place, we can get back to some of the civic engagement. So in terms of volunteering, so our kids are going to be going back over to Great River Rescue this summer and helping them. So we know that those that have been given much to, that it's expected that we give back, and like shepherding our next generation of learning about volunteerism and learning about civic engagement and learning about how to advocate and use their voice in a positive way are also part of the curriculum, but giving them real life experiences doing that as well.
How fun is that?
So, Danae, they obviously check a lot of boxes on what the United Way is looking for in a partner agency.
Yes. You know, they fall under education when we talk about basic needs, health and education. But we were just discussing in our investment cabinet meetings, which haven't been announced yet or anything, that the club definitely is that, but actually hits everything, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're really helping them with mental health. You're helping them with just all these basic essential things that that matter. for the kids that they're serving across the board.
Nutrition, the whole bit.
Yeah, absolutely. All of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the cool thing about the garden, right, is like when kids have an opportunity to plant a seed and then like water that and watch that and take care of that, I mean, again, the data shows, but we also know anecdotally from our kids that they're eating fresh fruits and vegetables far more than their counterparts in clubs at the state level and the regional level and the national level. And so getting the opportunity to like cascade teach that to their home, their homes is an important thing. And so some of the food coming out of that garden obviously goes into these snacks and lunches. But when there's excess, we're getting into the hands of our school district and into the hands of our community families or our club families, which is great. And weirdly, we didn't even apply for this thing through Boys and Girls Club America, but they know that we have a robust garden. And so Maytag donated, not local, but national Maytag donated a brand new fridge and all these stickers. And so they're like, we want you to have safe storage for some of the things coming out of the garden. So it's not just like sitting out and the fridge is now like in our entryway. So our families can access it there. And our hope to... this is, if anyone from the food shelf is listening, our hope is also to partner with them so that if they happen to have excess things that need, you know, refrigeration, that we can put that in there. Yeah. And then our family is just like, open one door, boom, they can access some really great nutritious food. So we're like super excited about that as well. It's like, oh, cool.
That's very fun.
Yeah.
Wow. So everything you do costs a lot of money.
It does, which is why.
How do you, have lots of different ways that money comes in to sustain all this. Tell us about it.
So a few years back in 2009, you know, we were, our operating budget was kind of in that $400,000 range, which just seemed reasonable, right? Maybe. Mm-hmm. We're now closer to like a $1 million organization because of all these different programs and supports that we want for our kids. And the way that we raise that is to ask our community to invest. Mm-hmm. It is our annual campaign time. Again, plug Boys and Girls Club. Mm-hmm. Annual campaign is going on from now until the end of June. And that is a huge fundraiser for us. We're asking people to give what they can, mm-hmm. But give generously and to make this possible. We also rely on the grant from the United Way to provide funding mm-hmm. and year-on-year funding, right? So this is providing for educational funding year-round. We also get other local grants. There's been some COVID dollars that we've been able to access because we are a certified child care center. So mm-hmm. we're thankful for those that have like helped fill the gap during some of the times in the last 2 years. But we used to be an organization that was like 75% funded by grants mm-hmm. and only 25% by our local individuals, local grants. That was really a scary time. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is because if a grant goes and you don't have like influence over that, or you just, it's a 1 year grant and you can write it and yeah, you can do it for a year, but then what are we going to do about this great program that we've started with these kids that they rely on that's making mm-hmm. a difference? We want to be sustainable, and that's where the individual investment, the mm-hmm. the United Way's investment, our local community investing in the Boys and Girls Club has made it so that we don't have to like pull impactful programs mm-hmm. and start new programs and then write programs just to get grant funds. So yeah. We're really, really thankful for that. And now we've kind of flipped the tide and 75% of it feels much better, much more sustainable because we can invite you in mm-hmm. to show you the impact, the true return on your investment when you come into the club and you can see our programs in action, our kids in action, mm-hmm. and have maybe personal testimonies to go along with that. Yeah.
That's
awesome. Really important.
So you already talked about, you know, needing more personnel. Other than that, what's the biggest challenge at the Boys and Girls Club right now?
Other than that,
you do a lot when you have that, right?
Well, with some more staff. I mean, again, it also helps. We want to do. We have a list of additional programs that we want to run and mm-hmm. and additional trips that we want to take, but like. We need staff to run the van. We love volunteers. And actually, that is a challenge for us right now because some things have changed at the national level. And it's been good from a safety standpoint. We have a very, very engaged program and safety committee that meets monthly. So looking at new requirements and looking at ways that we can keep our kids not just physically safe, but emotionally safe. But with that comes more rigorous onboarding training for not only staff, but volunteers. So so when it comes to volunteers, if it's like, well, I just want to volunteer, you know, once or once a month for 1 hour, it's just trying to balance like, okay, but you're going to have to onboard 12 hours of training, which is good, right? We want them to understand what to look for, and we want them to understand like a basic framework of a mandated report process. And, you know, obviously we want them to know our policies. So around favoritism and, no adult is one-on-one with a child. They need to know all these things.
Sure.
But it's a little rigorous. So finding dedicated volunteers that are like, yes, I want to come in and I'm going to volunteer every Monday for 3 hours and I'm going to play games with the kids or I'm going to read to kids or I'm going to be the extra hand in the art room. Like, we really do need those people, but they also have to know, like, mm-hmm. they're going to have to do some training up front, and then we're going to be doing some background check, obviously, mm-hmm. and likely fingerprinted background check, because the worst, one of the worst possible situations, right, would be that we'd be lax on something like that, and then something, there'd be an incident, yeah. and somebody would be harmed either emotionally or physically at the Boys and Girls Club, and it would be devastating. So, mm-hmm. So it's a challenge that way, you know, because there's new requirements, and also it's a challenge when, you know, there isn't as many places here locally to go and get that background check and fingerprinting done. So it just delays the process a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything big and exciting coming up?
Yeah.
Well, besides the annual campaign that's running right now, until June 30th. And then also our golf tournament. I didn't even say that earlier, but we're starting to plan for our golf tournament, and that's in August. But the big, big thing is National Night Out, and that is on August 2nd. It's from 5:30 to 7:30, and the whole point of that is rubbing shoulders with our community members, law enforcement, EMTs, community resources. It's like a carnival festival. There's food, bouncy houses, giveaways, dunk tanks, like...
It is so fun.
All kinds of super funness. Mm-hmm. That's on the evening of August 2nd. So it's always the first Tuesday, kind of nationwide. Mm-hmm. And it's a really great opportunity to just meet our neighbors. And anybody's welcome to come. It's a free event. If anyone's actually interested in being a vendor, like, hey, I work for this nonprofit or I work for this business, and I want to showcase, you know, what we have for youth and families, they can just go onto our website. Fill out a little Google form and let us know if they need a table or not.
Awesome. What's your website again?
bgcbemidji.org.
And if somebody wants to contribute to your campaign?
Yeah.
They can also go to bgcbemidji.org, or they can just walk right into 1600 Minnesota. Or if they would rather use a stamp, that is totally great too. And that can be sent to P.O. Box 191.
Awesome.
Stamps.
Throwback. Oh, man.
That's it throwback.
But there's some really cool ones out there. I was putting stamps on thank you notes yesterday, and I was like, how do I decide? There's so many cute stamps out there. Yes, we actually do still use stamps because we do still send thank you notes. It's important.
It is important.
That and is. Our kids write thank you notes, too, which is also
huge.
Huge. And
those are my favorite ones.
A craft, right?
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything else?
Well, you guys, this station has been a longtime partner, and I can't remember a day that United Way hasn't been our partner, and not just partner, like a funding partner, but Danae and her team have really been a true partner to the club. So, you know, we needed some video, and we needed people to bring other people together in instances, and we've had the opportunity of hosting tours and lunch and learns, and her team has really done an incredible job of just like supporting my team, and I'm really, really thankful for that overall relationship. It's just not we're an agency and we fill out an application, but really understanding what the challenges are. And I mean, I was like, we need staff, and so like last year I was like, okay, well, why don't we do a job fair? So and United Way did, I mean, organized the whole thing, brought together all these resources, and it was great. It was great to see the other community partners out there kind of showcasing what jobs they had available. We wish there would have been more people that night, but it still was great to see our fellow community members and hear their struggles, too, and to know that we're not the only ones struggling with staff and retention and all those things. So it's been a real, real true partnership. So we're thankful for that.
I'm sure, as you can imagine, it's easy to partner with the club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Andrea Kent is the executive director of the Boys and Girls Club of the Bemidji area. Thanks for being here, Andrea.
Thank you so much. You guys are awesome. Thanks for getting the word out about what's going on in our community, not only for the club, but for other agencies as well.
Yeah, go work at the club. They need
you. Yay, yay. BGCBemidji.org. Applications are there.
All right. For Danae Alamano, I'm Kev Jackson. We will talk again in a couple of weeks when Danae will bring in another mystery guest.
Fantastic.
Someone special. Yes. Thank you.